Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, HSP number 16. That's highly sensitive people, shiurim on that personality type, shiur number 16. We mentioned this a few times, that even whether you're HSP or not, this concept of understanding sensitivity tremendously impacts in a healthy way the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro aspects that are so, so important. Whether you're HSP or not HSP, Vayar b'siv loisam, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, he felt their tzar. He carried the bricks with them. He saw the suffering of Klal Yisrael. He was part of it. When we see a tzar of other people, we're mishtatev in that tzar. We empathize with them. That's a Yiddish Jewish heilige concept. The rachmanim part of Klal Yisrael. The lev toiv. The wanting to give, the wanting to feel, not just b'seichel, but b'hergish, emotion. All this is healthy in being a yid. And therefore, while a non-HSP still has to develop a healthy sensitivity in their personality, and an HSP needs to learn how to regulate it, that it doesn't go to places where it shouldn't go. So we're going to talk overall now about the how they could cope with the working world, working field. Now, people who listen to this, they'll have very different experiences. And the truth is that HSPs, many of them have a lot of difficulty at work. They don't thrive on long hours or stress or overstimulating work environments is not easy for them. And very often they remain very unappreciated in their roles, in their styles, in their contribution. And that's really a sad thing. And in Western societies in general, there are two types of cultures within our society. You could say the impulsive and tough warriors or kings, you know, the leaders like that. And then the more thoughtful ones, like the priests, the judges, the royal advisors. And there needs to be a balance of those two classes. HSPs gravitate towards the royal advisor class, you know, the priest, judges, advisors. Doesn't mean that they're all scholars or theologians or psychotherapists or consultants or judges. All are generally HSPs aligned to that, but very often they are that. Without these HSPs in these positions on the top of society or organization, then the other side of it, the warrior types, the ones that actually makes these decisions, will make impulsive decisions. They'll lack the intuition, or they'll abuse their power, or they won't see future trends. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's their nature. They're acting-oriented people. They actually get things done. We need people like that in society, people who just simply know how to get things done. HSPs could also get things done, but their gift is the education aspect of it, the guidance aspect of it, the advising aspect of it. Very often in our society, people lost respect for that type of field. People lost respect for the HSP aspects of that quieter, subtler type of work. In many cultures, that's really not appreciated. And we have to learn to appreciate it in ourselves and in others. So there's a psychologist, a psychiatrist called Carl Jung. He was very, very, very profound things to say. And he explains, and this is important for HSP, he uses the word individuation. The word individuation, the way he coined the phrase, is basically, it's actually a Torah Dika Hashkafa. It is the particular question you ask yourself, why you were put onto this earth. There's some questions that you're supposed to answer in this world as to why you were put onto this earth. To follow your vocation, to follow what you are meant to be. Now, it's very important. HSPs, very often, they are so theoretically inclined and very emotional sensitivity, it's hard for them to put their feet on the ground, many of them, and to be very practical. And they need to learn how to do that. They need how to put their feet on the ground. So this individuation process that Carl Jung talks about is about being able to hear your inner voice and your outer voice, and to understand, to see what your calling is. You take your intuition and you use it, but what HSPs need to know is they can't just rely on their intuition. They need facts. If they only go by their hunches, although they're very accurate most of the time, a lot of them are, but that's not enough. You may have facts that you're missing that contradict that, and you have to follow the facts, the data. And HSPs sometimes fall into that trap because they have such good intuition. They trust it so much that they don't really see with clarity the facts of things. And that's something they really need to do. Very often, the low self-confidence that happens with HSPs make it difficult for them. And low self-esteem is understandable in HSPs because many HSPs feel very flawed. You know, you may have tried too hard to please others, and there's a fear of failure and all these type of things. But it's important to try your best to overcome that. Most HSPs have an artistic side to themselves. They enjoy expression, like artists, like creativity through music, through painting, through writing. And if they could somehow pick or choose types of work that align a little bit with that, those type of vocations, it would be a wonderful thing, because if they don't, ultimately they often will burn out. If they usually they have jobs that don't align with their inner calling and what they enjoy doing and what expresses their inner self, they're more likely to get burned out. They're more likely to feel the stress and overarousal of such a type of a profession. Now, what's interesting is that even though HSPs, by their sensitive nature, also want to share with others and teach others and educate others, even introverts for that matter, but being a school teacher, as an example, with a lot of students is challenging for a highly sensitive person. So Elaine Aron mentions that she came across someone who was a highly sensitive school teacher, and he was thinking about quitting because he felt that that's not a vocation for HSPs, because it's a very, very tough job. Because they get overstimulated, especially if you have a lot of students and it's difficult. But the truth is we need HSP teachers and Rabbeim and Mechanchim. They're essential for every sort of happiness and progress, both for individuals and society. And she found it difficult when this person was going to leave the profession, such a gem. And so teaching is a logical vocation for a sensitive, caring person, but it can be overwhelming and very hard for an HSP. So one needs to sort of tweak it and figure out how to do it in a way that it doesn't overwhelm that HSP aspect of it. What's interesting is there are very, very gifted HSPs in workplaces, some very, very powerfully, unusually so, where they actually have other weird, unusual, not the typical attributes that they have or that they see: impulsivity, a curiosity, a need of independence, a high energy level, together with the introversion, with emotional sensitivity, not conforming. But it's difficult. You see, if you are gifted and you're unique and you go into a workplace and they don't understand what that is, it could make you feel alienated. It could make you feel misunderstood because, you know, if you have a good manager and a good supervisor, they know the dynamics and they will protect their gifted employee. They see them, the HSP aspect of it, they see it. They will treasure it because they see what they are, but many don't. Some will be passionate about their work, but it's very, very important not to work for the sake of work alone. Be careful with long hours. Make it not complicated, and so on and so forth. It's very, very important. Being physically comfortable in the jobs are important, especially to HSPs. With the over arousal is very difficult. Fluorescent lights is difficult for HSP, as an example. Machine noise, chemical odors, different settings, work settings, could be stressful to an HSP, while certain calmer type of a atmosphere would work better for them. So they really have to learn how to acclimate that aspect of their personality. It's sometimes difficult at work also, because many high sensitive people have a real deep inner rich life. And if they have jobs that are routine-like, there will be some type of frustration or boredom there. And that's something very important to understand with the work aspects, challenges of HSPs. Moving away a little bit from work, that's just the general concepts with HSPs. They need to know that many of them are very, very creative. It doesn't take much to inspire HSPs. Very often, highly sensitive people feel scared about their own inspirations, about their own intuitions, about their own intensity that's within them. One person related, I love painting, but sometimes it's almost become a burden. You know, I see a new image in my mind, obviously of a scenery, of a type of a painting. I get over aroused and I experience a pressure from inside to put that painting on the canvas as quickly as possible. I myself am an HSP, so I have that problem when it comes to thoughts in my head that I have to put on in writing. Very often Shabbos, you hear this with people that are much, I don't come to their toenails, big tzaddikim. For some it was easy. They're not writers per se, they're not into that. They're able to contain it, but for others it was difficult, and after Shabbos, they just couldn't contain what was in their mind and they had to write it. So I have similar experiences like that. So that is something where the inspiration is a good thing and it's beautiful and it's a gift, but sometimes it could come across as a very heavy burden. So experiencing inspiration this strongly is very valuable, but one needs to know how to manage it. Many highly sensitive people create art in many different categories. And what it's very important, by the way, with HSPs, especially when it comes to evening hours, once it hits 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock p.m., 10 o'clock p.m., for sure by 10 o'clock p.m., you make an effort to disconnect from the sources of your inspiration, to wind down. You see, highly sensitive people have a thinner partition wall between their conscious mind and their unconscious mind. Therefore, the unconscious material pops up, becomes more visible in creative expression, through dreaming, ultimately writing it down, or whatever way it is. So it's very important to know that and to do that. So on one hand, even at work, if you could do things that you're used to doing routinely, you could then cope by thinking about things and having that rich inner life even as you're doing your work. But very often there's burnout, because when you're dealing with certain tasks that you're concentrating on and it's not really the thing that resonates with you, it's sometimes difficult and it could be draining. So we touch really a surface of the work challenges of HSP. Everyone is affected differently. And we also discussed a little bit about their sensitivity and their inner rich life. And we'll continue to discuss these topics in the upcoming Shiurim. Bracha Natzlacha.